for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for a 50% chance for rain with a high of 79. Tonight, 20% chance for rain with a low of 60. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Fairfield Lions Club will collect Christmas lights that no longer work on Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon at the west entrance of the Fairfield First United Methodist Church. In addition to Christmas lights, the club will also accept donations of eyeglasses, hearing aids, empty ink cartridges, cell phones, soda tabs, and keys. The items will be recycled, and the proceeds will be used to help fund Lions Club programs throughout the state. For over 40 years, Lions Clubs have helped raise funding for the 13 programs and services that the Lions of Illinois Foundation provides to communities throughout Illinois, including assistance for the visually and hearing impaired. The club says any donation made, big or small, is greatly appreciated. Anyone seeking more information about the collection should contact David Savage of the Lions Club at 516-1229. More news next.
Pain is the symptom, not the disease. The Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital can help you with pain management procedures offered, including nerve blocks, epidural injections, and more. They also offer treatment for acute and chronic pain. Don't let pain hold you back. Schedule an appointment with the Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital, 842-2082. Visit fairfieldmemorial.org/pain for more information.
In other news, the Mount Carmel Police Department is requesting the public's help in locating a missing 14-year-old identified as River L. Perry. Perry was last seen at 7:30 p.m. on Sunday in the 100 block of Chestnut Street in Mount Carmel. Perry's last known clothing was a tie-dye shirt and white gym shorts, and a photo may be found on our headlines page. Anyone with information should call the Mount Carmel Police Department at 262-4114 or call 911. Several injuries were reported in a single vehicle accident just northeast of Fairfield yesterday afternoon. According to police reports, at approximately 4:30, 18-year-old Fairfield resident Leo R. Crisp III was southbound on a county roadway. He then failed to negotiate a curve and ran into a ditch on the north side of the road. Police say four passengers were taken to the Fairfield emergency room, though Crisp and another passenger were not. The vehicle sustained over $1,500 damage, and a tow truck was called to the scene. Crisp was cited for driving with a suspended license. Several people were booked in the Wayne County Jail recently. 22-year-old Fairfield resident Micah L. Schultz was arrested early this morning by Fairfield police on a charge of domestic battery. According to police reports, at approximately 1:23, officers responded to the 100 block of Highland Avenue on a reported domestic battery. Following an investigation, Schultz was arrested for domestic battery on his girlfriend, who police say did not require medical attention. Schultz was transported to the jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. 45-year-old Fairfield resident Richard L. Winter was arrested by county deputies last night on charges of driving with a suspended or revoked license, unlawful possession of altered registration, and possession of methamphetamine. He was held in jail, pending the posting of bond. 24-year-old Bluford resident Brianna L. Dickey was arrested early yesterday morning by Illinois State Police on a charge of DUI alcohol. She was taken to the jail and released after posting $120 bond. 41-year-old Fairfield resident Robert N. McGowan was arrested Thursday night by Fairfield police after a traffic stop. He was wanted on a warrant out of Jefferson County. McGowan was taken to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of bond or transfer to Jefferson County. Edwards County's largest employer has been sold. In a press release from Cleveland, Ohio last week, First Brands Group, formerly known as Trico Group, said it purchased Champion Laboratories Incorporated. Champ employs over 1,000 people. First Brands Group is also the current owner of Airtex Products Incorporated, once the biggest employer in Fairfield before closing down facilities here. The group bought AirTech's fuel pumps in January 2019, and the same group has now purchased Champ. The chief marketing officer from First Brands announced the Champ purchase, along with the purchase of a company called Brake Parts Incorporated on Friday. Champ had been owned by UCI International, also a past owner of AirTech's. The press release contained no information on the move's effect on Edwards County operations. The Wayne County Health Department announced one additional positive case of COVID-19 yesterday, a female child. The case brought the county's total to 45. One person was hospitalized, 16 people were isolating at home, and 27 people had recovered. One person with the virus passed away. The department reminds people the number of cases can be reduced by adhering to Restore Illinois recommendations, washing hands frequently, disinfecting surfaces, and socially distancing. The State Department of Public Health announced 1,467 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday afternoon and 14 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 181,943 cases and 7,517 deaths. New cases were reported in most counties in southeastern Illinois over the weekend, according to coronavirus.illinois.gov, though Richland County has remained at 12 cases on the state site for 1 week. No new cases were announced yesterday in Edwards or Hamilton counties. Effingham County saw its case number reach triple digits yesterday after sitting at 81 on Friday. Saline County also hit triple digits, and Williamson County became the first county in southeastern Illinois to report over 300 confirmed cases. On Friday, the IDPH announced White, Gallatin, and Saline counties were at a warning level for COVID-19, based on factors like new cases per 100,000 people, number of deaths, and weekly positivity rates. The warning was based on the week of July 19th through the 25th, when White County had a positivity rate of 11.1%, according to county metrics at dph.illinois.gov. Wayne County's positivity rate was 1.6% in the same time span. The latest positivity rate for the southern region as a whole was 6.8% on July 30th. There will be a CISNE reunion this year, despite complaints lodged with the Wayne County Health Department. The complaints prompted the county's public health administrator, Clark Griffith, to send a letter with his concerns to the reunion committee. In the July 28th letter obtained by the radio station, Griffith said the complaints were lodged because of scheduled concert events and a parade during festivities. He said, quote, "I would encourage the members of the CISNE reunion board to reconsider their plans to hold activities that could promote large gatherings and focus on those activities where infection control measures can be maintained." Catherine Baker, co-president of the reunion committee, said things will kick off as planned Wednesday night with a concert by the Tribute Quartet. She says the committee has worked to spread out vendors, but the entertainment lineup remains the same. Thursday night's Miss, Little Miss, and Tiny Tots pageants will be followed on Friday night by a country music group called Borderline. The Brat Pack, featuring 80s music, will entertain on Saturday night. Baker said the committee knew of the complaints to the health department, but never considered canceling the CISNE reunion. The Fairfield Community High School Board of Education will hold a special meeting today at 5:30 in the third-floor multipurpose room. The board will begin the night with a discussion on its return-to-school plan as a matter of old business. In new business, it will hear from Athletic Director Bobby Wells in an IHSA report, and it's also scheduled to update the 2020-2021 school calendar. After executive session, action is possible on the employment of a substitute teacher for maternity leave. Due to waxing in the breezeway, anyone attending the meeting should enter Door 3, or the main entrance at the center of the building on King Street this evening. The Albion City Council will meet tonight at 7 at City Hall. The council is likely to vote on a proposed sidewalk ordinance as its first item of old business. It's also scheduled to hear reports on vacating an alley on North 6th Street, renewing the electric aggregation contract, and the purchase of a new police vehicle. After department, ward, and city reports, the board will move to 3 items of new business, and action is possible on each. The first item deals with repairs to the city's older backhoe, the second with the possible termination of a water well contract with Suez, and the third item will be discussion pertaining to rural waterline replacements. Executive session is possible before the council adjourns for the night. Governor J.B. Pritzker says people may want to take the call the next time an unfamiliar number pops up on their phone. Kim Howard has more.
As the state continues to ramp up its contact tracing program, the governor says it's important not to ignore the phone when it rings. It could be public health staff calling to let you know you've been exposed to someone who has tested positive for the coronavirus. He says this is especially important in case you're already infected but don't know it yet.
I think all of us have our phone ring. You see a number that you don't recognize, and you say, I'll let that go to voicemail. The problem is a contact tracer can't leave much information for you on a voicemail because it's particularized to you. And so we need you to answer the phone. We need people to just pick up your phone. You may be completely asymptomatic, but you're a carrier. And if you don't know about it, if you don't pick up that phone and know that you have it, then you can't self-isolate and protect the people that you love.
The contact tracer will provide information about testing and ask you to self-quarantine for 14 days. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Members of the Illinois House GOP continue to call for the Illinois Department of Employment Security to come before lawmakers. Republicans want answers to questions like why benefits have taken so long to be delivered, as well as why other people have been sent benefits even though they didn't apply. Representative Tim Butler says the hearings need to happen now.
This is, as I said earlier, in my years, this is the worst that I've ever seen any government agency operate. And we're talking millions upon millions upon millions of dollars that we have no accounting for. And the governor continues to shift blame. We need hearings. We need them today. We need to get to the bottom of this.
Governor Pritzker says the most recent fraud problems are connected to nationwide identity theft, and they aren't just Illinois problems. Last week, State Senator Iris Martinez, a state and national Democratic Party leader, joined a burgeoning group of Democratic lawmakers in calling for Michael Madigan to resign. Seven Democratic women in the General Assembly want him to quit after federal prosecutors named him in a criminal investigation, in which ComEd acknowledged engaging in bribery in the Capitol. Madigan has heard several such calls from both parties since he was implicated in the bribery investigation, though no charges have been filed. Madigan has been the Illinois House Speaker for decades, and he also serves as Democratic Party leader. For his part, Madigan said he has done no wrong and does not plan to resign. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Eubinger's Furniture cares about our customers. So to help you with your furniture and bedding purchases, we're offering up to 4 years free financing. Minimum purchase and approval required. See store for details. At Eubinger's, we have everything you need to make your home more comfortable. It's time to sink into a comfy new recliner, sofa, or luxurious new mattress. So shop now with no money down and up to 4 years free financing. Only at Eubinger's Furniture Company, where the deal's worth a drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 78. We've got some showers and storms that are moving across southern Illinois at this time. Heavy rainfall and lightning are the primary hazards. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers. Brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,645, up 217. The NASDAQ is at 10,893, up 148. September crude oil is at $41.08. That is up 81 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 96-year-old Dahlgren resident Donald L. Frazier died on Friday. He was a member of Olive Branch Missionary Baptist Church in Wayne City. Donald Frazier is survived by children Mary Weber and Roger Frazier, 5 grandchildren and 7 great-grandchildren. Services for Donald Frazier will be held at 2 p.m. today at Baltimore Cemetery near Wayne City. Memorials may be made to honor flight of Southern Illinois. Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. 74-year-old former Golden Gate resident Jamie Darrell Tate died on July 20th. Jamie Tate is survived by his wife Linda and two children, all of Texas, three grandchildren, one great-grandchild, and brothers Joseph Tate and Gerald Tate. Services with military honors for Jamie Tate were held on July 23rd in Dayton, Texas. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Interiors Sit and Sleep's one-year anniversary sale continues, and Darv, there's plenty of mattresses and recliners to choose from.
And we've also got sectionals as well.
Tell us about the selection of sectionals you have.
You know, a lot of our sectionals, you can actually get them in several different configurations to fit your room. Of course, as you know, they're available in several different colors. You can get leathers, fabrics, polyester. You can get them in all different things.
How easy is it to come in and customize your sectional?
Basically, when you stop in here, bring your dimensions of your living room or the room you're wanting to put your furniture in, and we can find something to fit into it.
Darf, are the same customization options available for sofas and recliners as well?
A lot of our sofas you can get with several different options. You can get with the power headrest, the massage feature. You can get a little bit of everything with them. Stop in today while we have our anniversary sale going on. Of course, we're located at 1725 North 6th Street across from Dumas, and we look forward to seeing everybody.
Interior, Sit and Sleep, Vincennes.
We have delivery and financing available as well.
Welcome to Asbury & Associates. I'm proud to be a new member of their medical team, and to help continue the legacy of excellent, outstanding care they provided for women of the area.
Dr. Daniel Moore just arrived from West Virginia to join the medical team at Asbury & Associates. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Moore looks forward to helping women of all ages with their OBGYN needs.
I look forward to seeing you at Asbury & Associates, where we take care of women through all stages of life.
Asbury & Associates, with four offices to serve you.
Your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. For today, a 50% chance of showers and storms, mostly cloudy with a high near 79. Overnight tonight, a 20% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, low 60. Tuesday calling for partly sunny skies, high of 76 and a low of 54. Sunny on Wednesday with a high of 76 and a low of 55. And sunny skies in the forecast for Thursday. Thursday's high 80 with a low around 60 degrees.